Welcome everybody, Shir number 1021, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question, Rabbanan brings down on page 181, which just on the subject, he brings it down from the Shulchan Aruch and the Simin Reish Tzadik Tes, which is Hilchos Avdolah actually, and we've spoken a little bit about these halachas in reference to Avdolah, when one makes Avdolah. They should bedafka have in mind that they don't want the, if they'll be drinking, let's say it's a question of drinking possibly wine during the meal or whatever the case is. The Maaseh de Shulchan Aruch says one should be careful not to have in mind that wine. And the reason is because to make a Bari Pri Hagofen, or if they don't know if they'll be drinking wine, because he's supposed to make the Bari Pri Hagofen after Havdalah, when you make Havdalah. So we spoke about those halachas. But the evidence, if somebody did have a mind, so we said it was okay. I'm not going to get into all those halachas again, but he does say interesting thing, that if Havdalah is recited at the same time as Malava Malka, let's say I have in front of me, I'm going to be eating Malava Malka right after Havdalah, right? So if Havdalah is recited at the same time as Malava Malka, as a Malava Malka meal, and the Malava Malka meal is about to be served, right? So the bread or the challah, whatever it is a person's going to eat, should not be brought to the table until after the Havdalah is recited. By Kiddush, when I'm making Kiddush, so even though I have Bari Pri Hagofen and I have Hamoitzi, so Hamoitzi is on a higher level, right? But you have Kiddush B'Makam Suda, so that's a totally different thing. Obviously, maybe we'll talk about that. He brings that down also. So I don't want to get into that right now, but by Kiddush B'Makam Suda, in other words, for me, when I make Kiddush, I have to have the challahs on the table. That's the halacha, right? Right? So I need Kiddush B'Makam Suda, so that's a totally separate thing. But over here by Havdalah, I don't have to have challahs on the table. I am, in fact, opposite. I make Havdalah and I have to make Al HaGefen. And I just want to point out that Mishnah Berurah does say that a person should make sure to drink enough by Havdalah that he should be able to make after bracha and Al HaGefen on the wine. So when one makes Havdalah, they should be careful to drink that amount, which is, again, it's three. We've been talking about this many times over the years. A revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, roughly in 2 gulps. It should be l'chatchila drinking in 2 gulps. But the yevah, there are those, there's what to rely on. But the yevah, there is what to rely on, even if they drank it under a 4-minute period. So it's also good, the 3 ounces. But the l'chatchila should be drinking in the time it takes a person, kadesh siyas revius. Roughly 2 gulps. Okay, so, and then they have a chiyuv, obviously, to make a al hagefen, but to make sure Mishnah Berurah says to drink enough. So he says, but he says lemaisa, that's what should be done. That when havdalah is being made, and a person is going to sit down to eat malav malka right away, the bread, challah, whatever it is, matzah that they're going to be eating, should not be brought to the table until after the havdalah is recited. Okay, then he goes on to say, if the table has already been set with bread, the bread should be covered, at least that much. Right, by Kiddush, we cover it for different reasons. We're not going to get into that right now. But over here, even if it was brought already to the table, let's say by the case of Havdalah, we don't need the bread, you don't need the challah, there's no Kiddush B'Makam Suda and these type of things, but the bread should be covered prior to the recital of Havdalah. Because of the fact, again, you're running into a problem of kedima bebrachas, like, because there's no, like, Kiddush B'Makam Suda, whereby you have to have the bread. So who says you could have the bread on the table? Because, even though, Lamaisi brings this down from the Mishnah Berurah, Taka. He brings this down from the Mishnah Berurah, over there in Simin Reish Tzadik Tes. Because really, you could argue a little. I don't know if you could argue so much, but to say the ma'aseh, bottom line is, right now I'm making Havdalah. What does that have to do with my Malava Malka? Right, my Malava Malka is afterwards, so I'm not interested in eating the challah bread at all right now. And I'm doing a totally different thing. I'm doing a chiyuv of Malava Malka. So it's an interesting point to think about. But we see over here that it's not so simple to say such a thing. That if you have the bread on the table and you're going to be eating when you're making Havdalah and you're reciting at the same time, you're going to be eating the Malav Malka right afterwards. So if you're going to be eating Malav Malka later, like, I'm coming back in 1 hour, good, the challah's around the table. So That's a much different case, right? We said the halacha is if you have many different things on the table, even if you're not planning on eating everything now, so finish. And I only have to make the bracha that I'm planning on eating now. But in this case, he's talking about the Avdallah is recited at the same time that the Malava Malka is about to be served. In other words, right after Avdallah, I'm going to be making Malava Malka. So that's when we're dealing when it's a little bit more questionable. But again, even if the person thinks about it for a minute, right now I'm making Avdallah, bottom line. But still, since it's going to be done right away, that makes it more problematic. That does make it more problematic. So that's the other thing to do. What might be a good idea, just agavurcha, I'm just mentioning it. If somebody's making Avdallah and they have the challahs on the table, so good. So afterwards, take a break at least, you know, maybe a 20-minute break like this. You didn't have that issue of kedima bebrachas possibly. And in any case, you have to make Allah Geffen anyways. But you take a small break like this, whatever. So it's as though the mafreya, possibly we could say that the Malava Malka, you didn't want to eat now anyways, you're eating in 20 minutes. But if you're going to eat Malava Malka right away, the challahs are on the table, one should be careful either to cover them or just not to bring them to the table to ready to eat the challahs. Or to eat the bread like this, you don't run into the question of kedima bebrachas. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha. Kol tuv.